or created in your own life, as long as you view it as a painful, negative thing. Here are some of the most common misconceptions about love and my thoughts about how we have come to associate love with these negative ideas. Misconception number one, love is unattainable. Understandably, yet sadly, many of my clients come to me frustrated, believing that love doesn't exist at all, or that it is somehow unattainable. To them, love resembles something out of a storybook romance that they are always grasping for, but can never really have. In truth, love isn't something that you ever have to strive, reach, or grasp for. It is always with us, right there inside of us. When these people finally do manage to grasp something that resembles their version of love, it quickly becomes romanticized, overshadowed with flowers and hearts and other symbols of love that hardly represent the real thing. Our egos and past hurts get in the way, and the whole thing quickly falls apart. True love with another eludes these people because they don't know what they are looking for and don't recognize love even when it surrounds them. Another reason people think love is unattainable is that they believe they are unworthy of love. As you know, this was my belief, even though I had a grandmother who loved me unconditionally in the most beautiful way possible. I also had that strong and powerful voice of my mother, who constantly told me that no one would ever love me, that no man would ever want me, and that I was unworthy of ever being loved. Of course, I now realize that my mother was projecting onto me what she very sadly believed about herself. But back then, I had no way of understanding this. I was receiving opposite messages from my mother and grandmother, and I needed to reconcile them somehow in my mind. I unfortunately and unknowingly came to believe that love must be earned. Since I hadn't been able to earn my own mother's love, I must somehow be unlovable. I took it on as my personal truth that I didn't deserve love, and I bought into this as truth for many years. Though I believed that I would never be able to receive love from anyone else, I responded by continuing to love others, or so I thought, without ever expecting to be genuinely loved back. Throughout my early experiences with men, I felt numb. I couldn't truly believe it or take it in, and I found myself acting out, and just going through the motions of love without really feeling anything. I never believed that their love was real because I thought that I was unworthy of love. Along the way, I attracted men who were like my mother, men who were emotionally and verbally abusive and who abandoned me, confirming in my mind what I already believed about myself. I sadly continued to believe more strongly than ever that I was fundamentally unable to be loved.